You are listening to the INCJ podcast, conversations about international criminal justice.
Thank you for joining me today. My name is Rachel Wood, and this research project is called Inside Mum, which is a service co-design research project that I'm undertaking as a PhD researcher at the Open University. Here are my LinkedIn, my portfolio website, and my OU People profile if you'd like to get in touch with me and to find out any more about the research that I'm undertaking. The title of this research is Inside Mum, an exploration of the use of service and co-design in parenting education for women who have experienced the criminal justice system. This talk aims to outline the experience of designing for the 2%. It will show the research that has been undertaken to date and show some of the emerging findings of the current scoping review. It also looks at the challenges and limitations of using this method and what the future direction might be in terms of the primary research. I will talk through the inspiration for the research. I will outline the service co-design challenge, designing for the 2%. I will show the methodology and theoretical frameworks underpinning the research. I will present the emerging findings. The initial phase reported here is the initial scoping review of the literature, which is study one in my research. I will also describe the limitations and challenges and give links to impact and engagement that I have done so far. And I will also outline the proposals for what is coming next. Henry Cable Jr. was the first child born in an English prison in February 1786. He stayed in prison until his parents were transported to Australia. I first was inspired to do this research in the 1990s when I read Offending Women by Anne Worrell. It had a real and deep, profound effect on me. I've also been inspired by a wonderful book called Seen and Heard. I would recommend that everybody reads it. It's wonderful to read the poetry. In 2022, we know that there were 44,311 Labradors in the UK. We know more about them than we do about mothers in prison. I also read an amazing book called An Unfair Sentence. I know two of the authors of this personally, and it's also a very big inspiration for this research. In the last slide, I showed lived experience voices from Seen and Heard, a wonderful book that has been edited by Lucy Baldwin and Ben Reichs. Here are some quotes from the book. Why are you living in locked up doors? I never see you because you're behind high brick walls. Why don't I see you every day? There must be a reason you've gone away. As an extract from Dear Mom by Olivia, aged 17 years. Children are amazing. Children are the best. When I'm with my children, I get butterflies in my chest. That's a poem by My Children by Kellyanne, a mum in prison. Now I'm back, better than I was before. It's all about my children now and forevermore. An extract from a group poem at an alternative to custody. A scoping review of the literature, its aims and research questions. In this, I explore the existing knowledge base and gaps in the service and co-design of parenting education and services with women who have experience of the criminal justice system. For purposes of this study, this population is taken to be mothers who have present and previous experience of imprisonment or community sentencing, as well as practitioners who work with them. In the first research question is, what is the extent of the knowledge base and gaps? The second question is, what were the proposed outcomes and effects and thematic findings in the literature, including in relation to prevention, empowerment and participation and acceptability? The third question I look at is, what theories of change and logic models, if any, have been noted in the literature to inform the design, evaluation, and what works in evidence-based practice? The last question, question four, what can be learned from this in terms of future primary research and the potential for future policy and practice impact in this area? Designing for the 2%, the service co-design challenge. 4% of the prison population are women. At least half are likely to be mothers, but this is largely unknown and uncertain. This equates to around 1,500 women at any one time. Prison design is mostly around the needs of men. Most women in the prison estate are inside for non-violent crimes. There are only 6 mothers and baby units, on 1-to-1 ratio, 64 mum capacity and 70 babies. In prisons, infants can only stay with their mothers until 18 months. There are 12 women's prisons. We know from research that many children experience their parents being arrested. The number of children affected is largely uncertain, but possibly around 300,000 per year in the UK. This is important due to adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, and it has been known as a risk factor for intergenerational offending, and this is particularly so with sons. Service and co-design, the definition challenge and MAZE. There is currently no general agreement in the literature or in practice of these terms. Service design is an emerging field, but is moving into maturity across multiple industries. From the service design literature, 8 was found in Nissula et al. 2012. No conclusion as to which one to select. In the co-design definition literature, Systematic Scoping by Masterson et al. 2021, they concluded that co-production and co-design are conceptualized in a wide range of ways. Rather than seeking universal definitions of these terms, future applied research should focus on articulating the underlying principles and values that need to be translated and explored in practice. Some quotes about service design and co-design. Service design aims at designing services that are useful, usable, and desirable from the user perspective, and efficient, effective, and different from the provider perspective. It is a strategic approach that helps providers to develop a clear strategic positioning from their service offerings. This quote is from Marja and Sol in 2011, page 1. A quote about experience-based co-design. It is a participatory research approach that draws upon design tools and ways of thinking to bring people together to improve the quality of a service. The co-design process that is integral to EBCD is powerful but also challenging. This quote is from Denetta et al. In 2015. Here are the main theoretical frameworks that have informed this research. Attachment theory, following Bowlby and Ainsworth. The theoretical framework of acceptability, following Sekwon. Early child development, otherwise known as the Heckman equation, following James Heckman. And it stands at the intersections of design, improvement, implementation, complexity, and the social sciences, including forensic psychology. In terms of implementation science, this is such as the economics of prevention, fidelity and program adherence, and the what works agenda. In improvement science, I've been influenced by plan, do, study, act techniques, proof of concept, and test and learn. In systems thinking, as part of the complexity science, I've looked at interdependentness and chaos theory. And lastly, in the social sciences, neuro and behavioural design, CONB, and social determinants. This shows the screening process that I undertook. Initially, I identified 3,465 articles in my search strategy. In terms of the screening, at pass one, which was on the titles, I found 194 articles. I then removed some duplicates. At pass two, I found 133. This was on the abstract. By the time I'd reviewed all of the articles, there were 54 remaining, which have been included in this study. In terms of the numbers of these literature that actually included design concepts, this was 5. These have both been reflected in my research report to date. Here are the methodological findings of my scoping review. Here are the years that I found in the full article. You can see there were very few articles per year written on this topic. They're around a third each of qualitative, quantitative, and mixed methods. There were only, of the ones I could find per country, you can see that most of these were in America. In this scoping review, this is how I collected the data and I analysed it. At this stage, I used Microsoft Lists and Excel to complete the harvest plot charts of the geospatial data we used to analyse and transform the data. This is now being quality assured and will be transferred into Power BI, NVivo and SPSS for use in the systematic review of alternative evidence review. It is proposed that I'll also finalise the data once transformed and it will be added to an open repository. Here are the voices in the literature by themes. Prison is a traumatic place, theme identified in Brewer 2021. You think of prison as a rock bottom. Jenny, a single mother who had benefited from gender responsiveness in Tuxhall 2021. Attachment theory, if relevant to a prison setting, as it could provide insight into supporting women distressed and for rehabilitation and reducing offending, in Powell et al. 2013. So even though all three were very different and very different life experiences, didn't particularly know each other, but they were all very supportive of one another, there was that common bond. Unlocking the key emerging findings. There were only 5 pieces of literature in the scoping review that met the full inclusion criteria in terms of service co-design and associated techniques. Only 1.1 of these was UK-based. Only 2 of the pieces of literature in the broader search had a noted theory of change and logic model, which is critical for evaluation of such services and programmes. The main themes, which I've now called the T-gap, in the thematic analysis, were possible indicators of effectiveness and acceptability. They were trauma-informed, empowerment, acceptability, gender responsiveness, attachment, and peer support. These are the effect and outcomes that I found in the third pass or when I was screening the full article, which there were 54. There was a neutral effect, which was found in parenting stress and maternal depression. There was a negative effect found in one article for cause. In terms of positive effects, there were 3 articles which found parenting knowledge and skills to have a positive effect. The remainder, which were vocational educational program usage, visits, understanding of self and identity, recidivism, pre-prison visits, parental reflective functioning, parent-infant interaction, parenting confidence, parenting behaviour, parenting attitudes, maternal representation, which found one for each for positive effects. Here are the challenges that were in the scoping review and the limitations. Meta-analysis is not a requirement in the scoping review where you look at quality of papers, so that has not been looked at yet and this will be looked at in future research. It is highly rigorous and very time consuming for a single researcher, but I really enjoyed the challenge. It is very admin heavy though. According to some studies, up to 24% of studies may have been missed in this kind of search strategy. This will be addressed in the future systematic alternative evidence review by pearl growing and contacting the authors of the 54 articles that originally found. Here's the emerging conclusions and summary. It is a work in progress. It has been a really healthy reminder to mind the T-gap, to be trauma-informed, to empower, to make sure that programs and services are acceptable, be gender-responsive, attachment-aware, and provide peer support. This is now a prototype for future design activities. I have found that there is an evidence gap in this area, which would benefit from further primary research that I will be doing, and that a full systematic review is viable post-quality assuring of this scoping review. It will also be novel as it seeks to understand the voices of all involved in the services. So in terms of future research methodology, this current study is a scoping review of the literature that I undertook last year. This is study one. The primary research will be sequential mixed methods research. Firstly, focus groups, which will be exploratory. And this will include a pilot study. This will be study two in 2025, which will use reflective thematic analysis. I will undertake interviews, study three, in 2026, using reflexive thematic analysis and action participatory research. Lastly, I will undertake a survey, which will include quantitative and qualitative. This will be in 2027 and will be concurrent with a systematic review of the literature alternative method. I will then be writing up the final research program in 2028. This is part of the impact and engagement that I've done so far on my research. Every week I publish week notes on all social media channels, which you'll be able to find there. I've also published a blog called The Journey to Service Co-Design, the Fry Equation Design Blog, which is about bridging the gap between service design and the reform for women in the criminal justice system. And I've also recently written a blog about accessibility and service design for inclusion. Here are the references for this talk. Many thanks for taking your time to listen to this talk about Inside Mum, a service co-design research project. If you're interested and would like to know more, please get in contact with me at rachel.wood@open.acu.uk. If you remember nothing else, I hope you remember Henry Cable Jr. Thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day.
You have been listening to the INCJ podcast, conversations about international criminal justice. To find out more, go to our website at criminaljusticenetwork.net or follow us on Twitter at INTCJ Network.